It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. John Oliver Bowman was a native of Jamestown, born in 1884. He was educated in Jamestown and graduated from Jamestown Business College in 1914. In 1916, he enlisted in Company E, 74th Infantry, and defended the Mexican border against the incursions of Pancho Villa. He also fought on the front lines of World War I in France and Belgium between 1917 and 1919. In 1919, Bowman returned to Jamestown and found work with the county as an auditor, purchasing agent, and deputy county clerk. He also did extensive volunteer service with the Chautauqua County Historical Society, starting in the 1930s, eventually serving as a curator and director. In 1950, Bowman was involved in negotiating a 75-year lease that allowed the society to be headquartered in the McClurg Museum, where it remains today. In 1936, at the age of 52, he purchased his first box camera with 75 cents and 6 coffee coupons. He then spent his free time photographing a wide range of subjects, with the majority of his photos featuring small-town living, farmers plowing the fields, or the sun setting over Chautauqua Lake. In 1939, Bowman presented a solo exhibit of 99 of his prints to the New York World's Fair, earning him nationwide praise in the popular press. Throughout the 40s, his images appeared in various magazines throughout the country, and in 1946, Collier's magazine even called him the undisputed box camera champion of the universe. In fact, from 1936 until his death, Bowman produced an estimated 8,000 gelatin silver prints, mostly images taken from one of the many box cameras that he owned. Bowman died in 1977. After his death, all of his prints were given to the Chautauqua County Historical Society and are available for viewing upon request. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.